From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
It's okay. I mean, it's not up, but it's okay, isn't it, this dairy auction?
Yeah, so I think there'll be a little bit of relief around the traps, actually, after this outcome overnight. So, yeah, global dairy trade auction ran last night, and the price index has fallen 0.8%, which is a far better outcome, I think, than had been feared, and particularly when compared to the 4.3% fall, and that was quite the sort of unexpected fall in the price index at the last auction on the 2nd of September. So what sort of happened here, Mike, is since that last auction, we'd seen further weakness in these futures contracts, these derivative contracts that trade on the NZX Futures Exchange. So you can trade futures contracts on whole milk powder, skim milk powder. They had fallen, so which led to fears we may see another chunky fall in the auction overnight. I would say, Mike, these futures, the futures price action hasn't always been a great guide or an indicator of what happens in the global dairy trade auction. It tends to be useful directionally. So if it's weaker, it tends to, you know, you see that directional lead, but the magnitude, it doesn't always, it's not always a great read on the magnitude. Those key contracts in the auction last night, skim milk powder, pretty much flat, down 0.3%, whole milk powder down 0.8%, which both of which are really, I guess, holding steady. Butter down 0.8%, but mozzarella, big fall in mozzarella, down 9.6%. So the pizza manufacturers will be cheering. So all in all, the outcome a little bit better than I think had been feared.
A lot of emphasis on food yesterday, but they weren't the only numbers, were they?
No. Stats New Zealand yesterday released the monthly selected price indexes, which measures the inflation of approximately 50% of the items that make up the consumer price index. Key takeaway from the data yesterday is that the total combined move in the items represented was a little weaker than expected, which suggests, Mike, that the peak in CPI inflation could, there's a possibility that it would be a little bit lower than had been forecast. The context there, we've got the 1.3% sort of band as the target band. There were the concerns that we were going to flirt with the upper level of that band. The outcome we've got yesterday is yes, maybe we don't. That's good news for the RBNZ, and it all certainly doesn't stand in the way of the expected OCR cuts. We're still expecting a couple of cuts before Christmas. That'll get the OCR to 2.5%. I think that's still a valid assumption. The interesting thing, Mike, here is that that outcome yesterday on those selected price index opened the door to a conversation around, do we need more? Do we need to get that OCR below 2.5? Mm-hmm. I think that's premature, but it was being discussed. Yeah. Food prices tend to get the most attention, don't they, Mike? And that's understandable. We all ultimately have to eat, and it represents 18.5% of the CPI basket. Rose 0.3% in the month. That was running at 0.7% last month. Year on year, though, food price inflation is still running at 5%. That's the highest we've seen that since November 23. Your fruit and veggies, Mike, I know you like your fruit and veggies. 8.9% year on year there.
Yeah, but that was cabbages, though. Cabbages were 85%.
Oh, look, this is
going to skew the market, Andrew.
There's some crazy numbers in here. If you're a dedicated carnivore, beef prices up over 20%, and lamb even higher than that. So, but doesn't this sort of all represent, inside those numbers, represents this conundrum? This is wonderful for the people making it, not so much for the people using it. So unfortunately, it's great for the exporters, but just not so much for the consumers. The only other thing I want to mention in that, Mike, yesterday is rents. Yeah. Rents is 11% of the CPI basket. Good news yesterday for renters, not so much for rental property owners. Annual rent inflation running at 2.1% is the lowest we've seen it in 15 years. And there's no real catalyst for that to push higher at the moment as well.
Oh, exactly. And having said that, these house price things, so you got more listings and fewer sales, which I thought was interesting for August.
Yeah, the REINZ house price index are still very subdued house price movements. House price index up 0.4% year on year nationally. I sort of take a step back. 5-year compound growth rate, 3.2%, which on a real basis, take inflation off that, it'd be close to zero, wouldn't it? Auckland unchanged over the year. Outside of Auckland, 0.7%. Sales declined year on year and month on month for both New Zealand, and more listings. So new listings up 9%. The only thing here, Mike, median days to sell did fall. That's a positive sign. Mm-hmm. And I do want to highlight, median days to sell in Auckland fell 4 days. So you never know. Something may be stirring in New Zealand's biggest city.
I think it's spring. I think it's spring and the vibe is back, Andrew. For now, though, what are the numbers?
The numbers. So it's all pretty quiet leading into the Fed. Everyone's hanging around waiting for the Fed. The Dow Jones, 45,758, down 125 points. That's about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 down 5, 6609. So not much change there. And the NASDAQ down 8 points, 22,341. FTSE 100 lost 0.88% overnight, 9195. The Nikkei up 0.3%, 44,902. Small change in the Shanghai Composite, 3861. And the Australasian markets, small gains. The ASX 200 up 0.28%, 8877. The NZX 50 up 0.2%. 13,234. Kiwi dollar, 0.5988 against the US, 0.8956 against the Aussie, 0.5046 euro, 0.4384 pounds, 87.65 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,687, and Brent crude, $68.64.
You have a great day, Andrew Kelleher, jmawealth.co.nz.